Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 67 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I am here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As usual, we will be talking through my week in terms of goldmaking. We'll be talking about what's going on with the game, and of course a discussion point, and this week we will focus on what has happened so far with the launch of 8.3. There's been some issues, and of course a little bit about my thoughts about 8.3 and what I'll be focusing on and some of my plans for 8.3. So that's going to be I think that's going to be a lot of it, very interesting for a lot of you. But before that, we're going to talk a little bit about what I did this week in terms of gold making, and of course, as usual, we're going to start with retail or BFA or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, 8.3 is out. I've not played much BFA as usual because I don't really, at the moment, I don't really play BFA. I just repost my auctions and I do some flippings and pure gold making. What I have done this week is that I've reposted my auctions twice, and both times were after the patch launched. I reposted on Thursday and then again on Sunday. Now, I'm pretty sure I'm missing some sales due to the mailbox issues that I'll talk a little bit about later. But I've also gotten quite a few sales, so I think it was worth it to repost. Now, of course, I've not dived into any of the new recipes or done any crafting or anything like that. I've just been flipping BOEs, flipping battle pets, mostly just selling the items that I already have. And that's worked out pretty well. I ended the week with about 530,000 gold in sales, which is really good. Compared to how it's typically been lately. Of course, the majority is just coming from one single BOE from Battle of the Sarlar, I think, that sold for 420,000 gold, so that's a lot of gold. Gonna be very interesting to see how BOEs look as we approach Nyalotha, and especially once we get the new BOEs from the Nyalotha raid as well. I'm expecting and hoping for some fun ways to dump hundreds of thousands of gold. My gold total, I should say, right now is sitting at 13.6 million gold, which obviously is great. I will have to buy some tokens pretty soon, though, because my sub is about to run out, actually, on both versions of the game. And I'm also got to get ready for repeating the 30 days to a token challenge. So I'm gonna buy BFA on my second account so that I can play, get a boost there and level a character on that account to use for the challenge. And then my main account I'll still be able to play Classic on, so then I can craft on both sides of the fence at the same time. But before we talk more about my plans for the challenge and stuff like that, we're going to look at what I did in Classic this week. Once again, everything worked out really well in Classic. So, if we're looking at my status right now, I have 770 gold on me, and I have auctions posted for another 2,900 gold. Which means that my liquid gold, or my gold totals, or the gold I have on me, went down by 300 gold since last week. But my auction house value, the value of my auctions, increased by almost 1,000 gold. So, yeah, that's a huge increase. That's almost 600 gold in terms of value. And I, as usual, I still have some materials in my mailbox, stuff that I have not processed. So that was a great week. I'm still in the top 10 of auction house sellers on Firemaw, which is the highest population EU realm, at least as far as we know. So that's still pretty cool. If we look at my sales, I ended the week with just under 3,000 gold in sales. It was 2,968 was the exact number I ended at, which is still really, really good. I also spent a decent amount of gold on my main. I spent on stuff that is not related to gold making. I bought enchants and or enchanting materials, and I bought the Onyxia Scale Cloak, so I spent about 100 gold on that. And I spent another 100 gold on recipes for alchemy. I got the Greater Nature Resistance or Greater Nature Protection Potion recipe. I bought that for 80. I thought that was a pretty good deal. And I also leveled engineering to 200 and cooking to 300. So I didn't measure my gold spent on that. It wasn't that much. I also spent some gold getting to friendly with Thorium Brotherhood in preparation for the for phase three. So I spent some gold on stuff that isn't going to pay off as well. So, but even with that, I still increased my auction house value by almost 1,000 gold, which is just massive. So yeah, this week was really, really good. I'm getting slowly getting there. We're really getting rich now. Not in terms of liquid gold, but we are really getting there in terms of auction house value, which is going to translate to gold. So I just keep restocking. It is still hard finding enough materials, but I restock as much as I can in alchemy, and the potions and consumables are still just flying off the sales. Sundays in particular are crazy. Like I ended up the day today with about 700 or 800 gold in sales just today, which is just massive. That's a huge chunk of the week right there. So figure out which days this is on your realm. For me, it's Sundays, by far the biggest, probably because I have time to log in and do a repost scan in the morning, which I don't have on the other big raiding days. But yeah, it's just great. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the game. So the game, BFA. It's 8.3, and of course this is this week's discussion point, so we'll just deal with all of that later. It was an eventful week, to say the least, as I'm sure most of you are already aware of. And it was eventful in perhaps not the fun way. But we'll talk instead a little bit about Classic. Of course, we are still in the preparation phase for Blackwing Lair and Phase 3. Definitely now is the time to really start making preparations. I've started doing it myself. I'm not planning to do any like major stocking in terms of investing in something I think is going to increase in value. I'm not going to do that. What I will do is, of course, keep crafting consumables and have them ready for sale. I may restock slightly more of some of them. I'm not sure. Probably not. The little preparation I have done, and the thing that I absolutely advise you to do, is to do the rep grinds for reputations that are going to get new recipe rewards. This is particularly true for the Thorium Brotherhood. You can get it. All of it is based on materials that are for sale, so you can get it fairly easily. If you want to get Exalted, you're going to need the Molten Core materials, which are quite expensive. And they've gone up a lot in price on my realm, probably because a lot of people are getting their reputation. But yeah, get ready for that. If you want to get something from Darkmoon Fair, be pre-crafted with all of your Thorium widgets or armor kits or whatever. You should also be ready to sell these, because there may be people who just don't have time to craft them and just want to prioritize buying them and then getting their 1200 tickets for their epic. Especially at the end of the Darkmoon Fair, when they might not have time to finish crafting and they just want to buy it and get it. I think at that point you'll definitely be able to get some sales even with the crafting materials. Of course, the various the world drop materials like the Evil Bad Eyes are also something that's really probably a good idea to stock up on now. If they are cheap, you can even farm them if you like farming. So all of that is going to be great. Just get your reputations up with anything that has cool new recipes. I think that's going to be key. Some of these recipes are extremely strong and are going to be very in demand. I've not done the full rundown of it, but I know stuff like the Corehound Belt is really good. The new Transmute from the Thorium Brotherhood, turning one Heart of Fire into three Elemental Fire, is going to be huge. Especially with Blackwing Lair still having pretty high usefulness for the Greater Fire Protection Potion. So Elemental Fire is not going anywhere. Unless, of course, the Transmute just crashes the value if it's the 10-minute cooldown one. But I think, obviously we don't know, but from what I read from WoWed comments, they changed that in 1.12 or before 1.12. So we're probably not getting the 10-minute cooldown version. But yeah. As I said, I personally prefer just focusing on getting reputations ready and being ready with a lot of consumables and stuff like that for Blackwing Lair. If you want to take a flyer on some materials, you can look up the new recipes. You can look up primarily the new recipes and see if there are any materials that you think are going to be used significantly more than today. and take a flyer on those. I'm personally not going to do that. I have more than enough for just restocking the markets I'm currently in, and that's working great for me. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, investing can be profitable. As I've said before, I think it's not the most important part of gold making, and I've been wrong enough times that I prefer to just focus on what's profitable. All right, so let's turn our attention from Classic and back to retail or BFA. 8.3 dropped this week with the massive auction house overhaul and changes. And the first thing people noticed, or not perhaps the absolute first thing, but what people noticed pretty quickly is, of course, that their sold auctions weren't actually arriving in the mailbox. So there is a bug with the auction house, it's not been resolved yet, at least as of recording this. But what Blizzard is saying is that it's just the mail system. Your mail is not being delivered, but they're logging everything. So you shouldn't be losing any items or gold from this. But when people started finding out that the auction house were just swallowing items after they sold, a lot of people pulled their items from the auction house and stopped posting, which of course had a huge impact on the economy. Prices were going down, essentially. Because there's also not that much new content right now, at least not in terms of raid content, which is the main thing people focus on. So demand hasn't increased yet, and with everyone just dumping items and the new auction house functionality as well, which really, really favors camping the auction house if you're a seller, and it really favors the buyers because it's much easier to just buy the items you need. And it's way, way harder to use tricks to increase your price, stuff like selling in the exact stack size people need so that they can more conveniently get the exact items they need rather than too many. But that's not a point anymore because they can just choose however many items they want. So overhaul the new auction house really favors buyers, and it also favors sellers to a certain degree in terms of that it's much easier to figure out what you should price your items at if you're a newbie. But that's a less important deal. Hopefully the new auction house should lead to more players engaging with the economy in terms of buying and selling on the auction house. But yeah, we don't know anything about that for sure, and with how this week has been with the bugs, I think it's way too early to draw any conclusions about how the auction house has impacted the economy and what's going to work and what's not going to work. We'll have to see some more stable auction house times, and we definitely have to have a bug-free one so that people feel comfortable posting. So that's going to be interesting. Now, the new auction house definitely favors the buyers. They can now always buy at least for stackable items, they can always buy the exact amount they need. This is a huge advantage for them, whereas before you as the seller were the one that decided how many they could buy in a single stack. I think this is probably good for the game, honestly. It makes it easier to get your materials. It's you could say it lowers interaction. But the auction house has already been pretty low interaction. Of course, the change is personally pretty bad for me, I'd say, or not that important right now. But material flipping is one of the best entry level methods. It's a method that's worked really well, and at least the way I approached this, that method is not going to work anymore. Now, I do think there is going to be room for material flipping because there is a variation in supply and demand for materials. But how you approach this and what you need to do to make this work in the new patch, I have no idea, so we're going to have to figure that out if we can. Of course, alchemy is the same, because alchemy is also a market where I used clever stack sizing quite heavily to be able to get sales, and you're not going to be able to do that there either. So I think alchemy is going to be really, really sad, because the competition has already been way too high so far in BFA. And with these changes, people who farm their own herbs are just going to absolutely slaughter you if you try to do it by purely buying your materials. So I'd stay away, probably. Now, what hasn't changed is, of course, gear, items that always sell in a single stack. And all of these are still going to be great. Marshmallow, which is one of my readers and a Twitter personality, or at least some... they have a Twitter account. has had amazing success with the Uncanny Combatant gear, getting something like 1.9 million in sales for the first 4 or 5 days. I haven't seen any other success stories on that level, but they did some really nice preparation. And they were just ready to craft, dump them all onto the auction house, and they're still very, very useful. Item level 400 gear fills a need. People are willing to pay for that. I'm really surprised because I've seen some screenshot with people paying like 60k plus for the staffs. I would not have believed that, but hey, if they do, they do. Now, the speed increase is really cool, at least for the mails. Getting 100 mails in your mailbox is huge. And with a 15-second refresh timer as well, like, it's almost getting worth it to do stuff like transmog, which I've always found way too slow because you have way too many items. But with the new mailbox, doing higher volumes on the auction house is now less annoying. The scans seem a little slower and confirmation is a little slower. But I'm assuming that they're going to fix that. I don't know, though. But yeah, I think that you can get away with posting more volume to the auction house and still spend less time. I could definitely feel that was much faster crew repost for me across all of my realms. So that's really good. Now, if we look at this overall, obviously we had a huge issue with the bugs. But outside of that, I think the auction house is still going to be a place to make a lot of gold going forward. And I think that the markets where I've made by far the most gold in BFA are not impacted. Now, the market where I made most of my gold when I was just starting out has been impacted, which is material flipping. So we will have to figure out some new way to get started. And that's what I'm going to do. So I will be repeating the 30 days to a token challenge fairly soon. I'm going to boost the level 110 character and I'm going to get to work leveling it. And then once we hit 120, then we can start the challenge. So I already done this once and we're going to use what I learned then. And of course, we're going to combine it with what I think is going to work in 8.3. I have a couple of ideas already. So obviously we're going to be doing farming to some degree, at least the first week. I'm leaning towards going mining and trying to combine that with jewel crafting because I think prospecting is going to be really good right now. People need a lot of the red and green gems for their BOP items. So that's my plan is to go in that direction, go with mining. I might go mining in herbalism or mining in one other crafting profession or gathering profession, but probably just mining and jewel crafting, and then I can buy ore and I can also mine my own ore when I don't have any more gold. And then I'll get the gems onto the auction house. That's my main idea, but I haven't looked much into it. I'll probably just pick the new player realm and do it on that. Not think too much about player. I'm just gonna do like the most newbie way I can think of. I'm not sure if I want to go for a farming optimized class or not. I did it on a hunter last time. Of course, druids or monks are gonna be your best bets if you want to do farming. At least if you want to do 2x4 farming. So we'll see what class I pick. Maybe I just pick something I haven't played in a long while or something I haven't played in BFA, which is quite a few classes. We'll just see when I get there. But I think it's going to be really fun. Hopefully we can do it with just jewel crafting. And then I'll probably also continue the challenge. Like I'll not the full challenge, but I'll continue until I make my second token as well. And if the way I usually make gold, I expect the second token to be significantly faster than the first one. Hopefully I make that because that would essentially prove the idea that you can use capital to accelerate and keep accelerating your gold making, more and more and more gold with roughly the same amount of effort put in, which is what I'm all about. So yeah, that's it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did and you want to read more about gold making, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you want to support the show, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And with a massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week, and I hope your mail arrives on time. Goodbye, guys.